C1R.
Number 2B.
You have another illustrative material in front of you called Recapitulation. Actually, you have two, but perhaps you take that one which has not the questions on it. One is with 24 questions, and the other is that one which translates those questions into the system, and therefore you have there the epitomes. They are the same that you have on this illustrative material, but concentrated on one page, so that we could go further and say, now, if we have understood the word Christ, Christianity in its highest hierarchy, we could ask ourselves, what do they mean when we consider them now from the levels? When we consider them, and you have there the absolute Christian Science, and on the left-hand side, Christian Science. And there the word that is written in capital terms, in capital letters, underlined, the first line, can you see what I mean? Give a definition of the first three questions and answers, and under the caption Christian Science on the right-hand side, give again the word, but when translated to Christian Science. Yes? So can you see that when we take the word which we have seen before, that it gives the statement of God as the one and only being, that if we consider that from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science, that we really get the definition of God as the one being. But if we translate it to the level of Christian Science, which has to do with the relationship to the human, then our epitome is very much more human, namely, on the right-hand side, on the Christian Science, there is no duality in God. Are you with me where I read? Huh? Yes? So, the next one, now, can you see this? Huh? Now, can you see, in an absolute sense, we define God as the one being. The moment we translate it to the human plane of thinking, we have to show that that God is not a dualistic God, because the human sense of things wants to make a dualistic sense of God. If we go to the Christ, that's where further down, Christ with capital letters underlined, see, that's that hierarchy. What did we have before as the overall tone of the sixth question and answer? We said God expresses himself. That's the Christ. But viewed here really from an absolute sense, we have the Christ as the expression of God, as the life-giving substance of divine intelligence. Can you hear the expression sense? The expression of God as what? Now, an absolute sense, as the life-giving substance of divine intelligence. Can you see that this is absolute? It has nothing to do with the relative sense. But if we take it from the Christian Science level, we'll see that what the Christ here shows is that only the mind, which is God, has a saving Christ. The moment you have the saving Christ, you have naturally a relative sense of the Christ. Yes? If we go further down to Christianity, underlined, before we had that Christianity as an overall tone of all the six question and answers is divine reality. Now, how does divine reality show itself on the level of Christian science, where it is related to the human? There it shows then the unreality of sinful corporeal humanity. Can you see the relative sense? Namely, the sinful corporeal humanity shown naturally as unreal. Whereas when we come to the absolute Christian science, on the left-hand side, we will see that reality is purely spiritual. And you have an absolute sense, because there is no human connotation involved in it. Okay? We go further down to science, underlined. In our epitomes, we considered before, science was their scientific understanding. Now, what is scientific understanding from the human point of view, from the point of view of Christian science? It is the way to understanding. Can you see the relative sense? A way to understanding. How we arrive at understanding. But then, viewed from the absolute standpoint, absolute Christian science, she will show that that understanding is being. And it is an absolute sense. Yes? Now, let's take them again. So, the very same thing. We don't go into the other subtones at the moment, because that would just be too difficult in the first flow. Unfortunately, when we printed this in a hurry, we forgot to print in really the highest hierarchy. You know, perhaps, actually I think we should do that. We should perhaps in handwriting put in right under the title Recapitulation. Before we have absolute Christian science, a Christian science, just put in there, you see, that epitome which we had on page 3, the statement of God, the statement of God as the one and only, the statement of God as the one and only being, capital B. Then, before you have underlined Christ, there is some space there. You can put in there the epitome of the Christ, namely, God expresses himself. Then, further down, before the underlined term Christianity comes, there is some space there, you can put in there divine reality. And then further down, before we have science underlined, there you can put in scientific understanding. All right, now let's just consider now these few tones again. Those that you have now written into with your handwriting, and then combine with them those epitomes that belong to the underlined terms Word, Christ, Christianity and Science. If we get this already, then we have quite a good frame of what the chapter is all about. So we can say recapitulation tells us what? Tells us about the fourfold operation of God. as Word, Christ, Christianity and Science. Which means what? Which means that if we go out from the divine principle, then our thought would just flow first to the Word of God, which says that Word of God gives us a statement of God as the one and only being. And we have the one being. Then you come to the Christ further down and you see, and this God that is the one and only being has always an expression. Has always an expression. So that at Christianity further down, you begin to realize that that expression brings forth as a result, as an outcome, divine reality. And that as a fourth side of the city, further down in science, Mrs. Eddy would show, and you should scientifically understand what I have been teaching you. You should scientifically understand the Word, the Christ, and Christianity. I guess that's easy. That's very simple. Now, it's so simple that it's so fundamental that actually we should always think that way. There is nothing day in and day out that is more important than to think along the categories of being. Or would you feel there is something more important than being? I don't think you would find something that is more important than being. So it's all nonsense to think along another line. We always should go right back to what being is and go out and say, this is the biggest question of all that I see. What is the statement of that one being? Then the further big question is the Christ, to know that that God always expresses himself. I don't have to make him express himself. God expresses himself. He expresses himself for what purpose? He always brings out Christianity, namely divine reality. Divine reality. And that divine reality, at the fourth point, must be scientifically understood, so that we have the requirement to understand it. Is that clear? And easy. Now, if you can stick all through the week, to those tones, you will have no difficulty whatever to understand the whole chapter on recapitulation. Because all what follows now is just a further specification of it. So the next specification is that which we have here with the epitomes of the underlined term, Word, Christ, Christianity, which we did before. So now we know where we have to look, and now we can think spiritually about them. Always to think, how do these four big categories express themselves in absolute Christian Science and in Christian Science? All right. So we start with the Word and see that whole Word, which we have written in the statement of God as the one and only being, is, from the standpoint of absolute Christian Science, giving the definition of God as the one being. That's absolute Christian Science, because it defines now God. But from the standpoint of Christian Science, where it has to meet ignorance and the human concept, it will show that there is no duality in God. So that actually now these three epitomes are actually the same, only from different angles. Or we come to the Christ, we have written in between the lines the main tone, namely God expresses himself. How does he express himself on the level of absolute Christian science? As the absolute Christ, which is the life-giving substance of divine intelligence. That's absolute. And from the relative sense, it shows that that Christ is that Christ which is the saving Christ, so that with the mind of Christ, only the mind which is of God is a saving Christ. So we have the application to the human, and see that that God expressing himself to the human actually demands that mind of Christ in order to express it as a saving, redeeming, healing Christ. Can you flow? When you come to Christianity, again, our title which we have inserted reads Divine Reality. What is that divine reality from an absolute standpoint? It says, from a relative standpoint, because she changes here, I tell you afterwards why she changes. She says that divine reality from a relative standpoint shows us how absolutely unreal the sinful corporeal humanity is. You see the relative sense? Because the question is sinful corporeal humanity, that has nothing to do with the absolute sense, that there is a human, mortal connotation, and to that Mrs. Eddy gives the tone that that is unreal. Whereas in absolute Christian science, this divine reality is shown to be completely spiritual. No more corporeal, sinful, etc., etc., but only spiritual, untouched by corporeality, by matter, and so on. Then we come to the last one, to scientific understanding. What is that scientific understanding when I approach it from Christian science? Christian science is science applied to the human. How do I get understanding would be the question. Therefore, the way to understanding is shown there. How we can get understanding, how we can't get understanding. And if I have got understanding, what is that absolutely? He says, understanding is your being. Understanding becomes your being. And science always has to do with the beingness of what is. Yes? So in this way we already would have now 8 subtones, so to say, in the second hierarchy. We have flown through the first hierarchy of the 4, and now through the 8 of the second hierarchy. And so you can see that each one of those 8 now will be further developed through the further subtones, again, as Word, Christ, Christianity. So that in this way we begin to get acquainted really with the whole system of scientific metaphysics. Yes. Well, I don't want to start with individual questions tonight. We will do that tomorrow. We will start with the Word, naturally. Then see the Word first in absolute Christian science, how it reflects itself as the Word, as the Christ, as Christianity, but still remaining in the Word. And therefore you can see what we have to do spiritually is that we keep always the pedal note of a category in our ear, that as long as we are in the first 6 questions and answers, that we always have to keep that one tone spiritually in our ear, namely that it has all to do with stating God as He is, as the only being. And then get all the variations, the word as Christ, word as Christianity, both in absolute Christian Science and in Christian Science. So that you can see that as we go on through the whole chapter, you only begin to learn, really, and to understand the system. And actually not so much an answer to the banana question and to the fish and elephant questions. You get an answer to the science intrinsic, to the system intrinsic questions. And that is naturally a completely new approach than this atomistic approach of learning an answer to each question of the thousand questions, to a completely different approach than to understand individual sentences. Namely, you see, what we have been doing in Christian Science was always approaching the infinite through infinite questions, through infinite isolated statements, through fragmentary ideas. Therefore, what we call in an atomistic way. Now, today in the world, everybody in all the sciences awakes that the atomistic understanding of a subject just isn't good enough. That in every science and art and literature, they begin to realize that the structural approach is the better approach. Because the structural approach is that approach which shows relationships and categories. You remember how Mrs. Eddy showed in the chapter before ontology and says, well, ontology shows the constituents of being or category of being and their relationships. Can you see what we want to do this week? It's absolutely revolutionary. We do not want to understand individual sentences and individual statements. But we see that if I want to approach being that way, that eternity is not long enough to learn answers to those infinite questions one can ask. But if I reduce them to a system or to a structure and culture structural consciousness, then I structure as a consciousness built on system, and that system can always, like the numeration table, always calculate the right answer in an infinite way. Therefore, if we want to have such a structural approach, we also have to learn the new language that is necessary, namely to think in terms of categories, and no more of isolated truth. And that's the way in modern science they begin to approach new subjects. And we should do it too. We should begin no more to be interested in those thousands and thousands of metaphysical questions. They are all solved and they all find their solution within the system. Therefore, let's learn the system. And in order to learn the system, we must learn the language of the system. And that language of the system is to culture ourselves out of the English language into the spiritual language of the four and of another four and the seven. If we train ourselves within those categories, then we train ourselves into a structured consciousness, and that is enough for calculating every fact. I wonder if you see that. I think in a way you begin to see that. Can you see the simplicity of it? Actually, at the moment you feel it's very complicated because you may be a bit unacquainted with those terms, what they mean, science as word, and what it means, Christianity as Christ in absolute Christian science and these things. But you can see it is a very simple calculation. It's only using 4 and 4 and 7. Here, actually less. It's just the 4 sides and the 2 levels. And here and then a 7 in it. Therefore, we must re-educate ourselves into thinking in categories of the 4. So tomorrow we'll start and train ourselves into that consciousness.